Next up, an event for car buffs, the Detroit Auto Show. It started back in 1907, showcasing 33 vehicles. The one going on now has more than 500. Auto shows allow car makers to show off. They want to make drivers want to buy their cars. They want to make the media want to cover their cars. It's all about driving up excitement about a brand. Not everything shown here will actually go on sale. Some are just concept cars. They might strut some style ideas or tout new technology. And the buzz that generates, how people respond, can give manufacturers ideas about whether to put a concept into production.
One thing you can always count on at the Detroit Auto Show, there'll be at least a few really cool concept cars. Toyota, for instance, rolled out the FT1. This is a car that could become the next Toyota Supra. It's got the long head and the short deck that are very reminiscent of that car. For now, though, you can only drive it in a video game. It's got no real engine. Then there's Kia with the GT4 Stinger. This is a 2+2, meaning it's got small back seats, powered by a 315-horsepower turbocharged four-cylinder engine. Then Volkswagen, Audi, and Volvo all came out with cool crossover concepts. The VW Dune is a 210-horsepower VW Beetle that's been jacked up 2 extra inches for getting over those rough spots. The Audi All-Road Shooting Brake and the Volvo XC Coupe are both plug-in hybrid concept crossovers. Volvo's got nice 21-inch rims, while the Audi's got 2 electric motors for extra performance. It can go 0 to 60 in about 4.5 seconds.
Twin sisters Tracy and Lanny Barnes compete in the biathlon. It's a physically demanding sport that combines cross-country skiing with precision shooting. Last weekend, they were both trying out for spots on the U.S. Olympic biathlon team. Tracy qualified. Lanny finished 1 spot behind her, just missing her chance to be in the Olympics. But she had a cold. She was off her game. And Tracy decided that she would bow out, give her own slot up on the team so that Lanny would be chosen for the Olympics.